This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. We interrupt reality now to return you to our live coverage of that hostage situation in Washington, D.C.
That is not fair to the American people to hold out and say we won't agree to raising the debt limit until we pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It's unfair. It's bizarro.
Senator John McCain thinks the debate over the debt ceiling has become, well,
bizarro.
Bizarro?
Bizarro?
Bizarro!
It's bizarro.
He's had it. And remember, he spent years in a North Vietnamese prison. Republican gridlock is starting to get serious.
And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is starting to look like the poster boy for GOP disarray. If your adjustable mortgage resets next week because interest rates spike, who's going to get blamed at the polls? When the sky is really falling, folks, we're all Chicken Little. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
It's bizarro.
Yeah, it's a bizarro morning. We've got two assignments for you on The Takeaway. We want your debt ceiling response to the debate down there in Washington, D.C. And also, we want your internet addiction stories. Between now and the end of the hour, we're going to have a discussion of whether the internet itself has become an addiction. It's Thursday, July 28th.
Let's get right to the top of the news. In the meantime, the House is set to vote on Speaker John Boehner's plan to raise the debt ceiling today. Republicans are said to be rallying behind Boehner after he scolded the rank and file for not supporting his plan. New York Congressman and Tea Party member Michael Grimm says he is reluctantly going along with it to come up with $850 billion in savings.
At the end of the day, it's nowhere near what I wanted. It's not even close to the numbers we wanted. It's not perfect. But when you only control one half of one third of this government, you can't expect to be perfect.
But Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says House Republicans should stop wasting time and look for a real compromise.
They know it doesn't solve the problems. Nobody believes that the Boehner problem is anything more than a big wet kiss to the right wing. And I mean the Tea Party. That's who I mean.
All of the Senate's Democrats and two independents signed a letter to Boehner saying they will not vote for his plan, which raises the debt ceiling for just 6 months. Meanwhile, Reid's competing plan has reportedly gained support in the Senate.
Standard & Poor's President Devin Sharma told Congress yesterday the U.S. is at risk now of a credit rating downgrade. But Sharma said lawmakers still have a chance to avert that outcome.
We think some of the plans to reduce debt levels could bring the U.S. Debt burden as well as the deficit levels in the range of a threshold for a AAA rating.
Markets were down yesterday, though, in the worst one-day drop in 8 weeks over worries that the debt ceiling standoff might not be resolved by that date, August 2nd. Norway's prime minister says the country will look into the police response to last week's terror attacks, which has been called slow by some. And new details about Anders Breivik's arrest are coming out. Police say if Breivik hadn't surrendered as quickly as he did, they would have shot him.
The response to a United Nations airlift of food into famine-stricken Somalia has been heavy fighting in the capital of Mogadishu. An African Union peacekeeping official says his forces are stepping up security in the capital so aid agencies can get emergency supplies to thousands of starving people. A new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers finds aging American roads, bridges, railroads, and transit systems cost the U.S. $129 billion every year.
And a California Angels no-hitter was pitched yesterday by Irvin Santana. They beat the Cleveland Indians. It's the first time a no-hitter from the California Angels in 27 years. A little happy story there. Federal Housing Finance Agency is suing the bank UBS. The government agency says the Swiss bank cost Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at least $900 million in mortgage security losses. Asian markets are mixed and weary this morning. European indices are all down. Futures are down. Actually, futures have turned up marginally this morning on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,302. The S&P opens at 1,304. And the NASDAQ at 2,367. Coming up later this hour, is quitting the internet similar to quitting an addiction to cigarettes or alcohol? Look at what e-addiction shares with serious addictions to chemicals. Share your story. Do you think you're obsessed with staying online, to Facebook, to your email, to YouTube? Have you tried to stay unplugged? What does it feel like? Tell us your internet addiction stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, a look at the political fallout from this debt ceiling debate. Who wins? Who loses? We'll talk in a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.